This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning has intensified for the third phase of general elections, with top leaders of major political parties making a strong pitch to woo the voters through rallies and roadshows across the country. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. A total of 1,351 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a rally at Porbandar in Gujarat today. He expressed confidence that India will be among the top 3 economies in the world during the third term of the NDA government. He credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi for historic decisions, including the abrogation of Article 370, the construction of the Ram Temple, the successful tackling of the menace of terrorism and Naxalism, and bringing peace in the country. Mr. Shah is scheduled to hold 2 more rallies in the state today. On the other hand, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a rally at Dharampur in Valsad district of Gujarat. She said her party, if voted to power, will bring employment guarantee scheme like MG Narega for 100 days of guaranteed work in urban areas. She said the Congress will also allocate a special budget for tribal people and work for the welfare of the poor, farmers and the downtrodden. 25 constituencies of Gujarat will go to polls in a single phase in the third leg on the 7th of next month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a rally at the Tapovan grounds in Kolhapur city of Maharashtra this evening. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi will campaign in the Latur district of the state. 11 seats in Maharashtra, including Kolhapur, Hatkanangle and Latur, will go to polls in the third phase. Prime Minister Modi will also hold a public meeting at Vasco in Goa this evening. The BJP has announced the name of senior lawyer Ujjwal Nikam to contest from Mumbai North Central Lok Sabha seat. Poonam Mahajan is the sitting MP of BJP from this seat. The party has also released a list of 8 candidates for Odisha Assembly polls. The party has fielded Geetanjali Sethi from Kendrapara Assembly constituency and Seemarani Nayak from Hindol seat. Dr. Fakir Mohan Nayak will fight from Telkoi seat and Prasanta Kumar Jagadev will contest from Khurda Assembly constituency. The centre has allowed export of over 99,000 metric tons onion to 6 countries, Bangladesh, the United Arab Emirates, Bhutan, Bahrain, Mauritius and Sri Lanka. The government has also allowed export of 2,000 metric tons of white onion cultivated specially for export markets in West Asia and some European countries. In December last year, the export of onion was prohibited to ensure adequate domestic availability against the backdrop of estimated lower kharif and rabi crops in 2023-24 as compared to the previous year. In Uttarakhand, 575 forest fire incidents in the hilly districts of Garhwal and Kumaon divisions have affected approximately 700 hectares of land. Kumaon Mandal has seen the highest number of 313 wildfire incidents. According to the State Fire and Disaster Management, the wildfires have resulted in an economic loss of 14,41,771 rupees to the forest wealth. Indian Air Force has been mobilized to combat the blaze in the forests of Nainital. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has assured that efforts are underway to control the fire in Nainital district. An earthquake of 6.9 magnitude struck the Bonin Islands of Japan this afternoon. The epicenter was located off the west coast of the islands, about 875 kilometers south of Tokyo. No tsunami warnings have been issued, no reports of any damage or casualties have been received so far. In archery, India's Jyoti Surekha Vennam secured a hat-trick of gold medals at the Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Shanghai today. She emerged victorious after a fiercely contested final against the top seed Andre Becerra of Mexico. Early in the women's compound team final, Jyoti along with Aditi Swami and Parneet Kaur outclassed the sixth-seeded Italy 236-225, while in the compound mixed team final, Jyoti and her partner Abhishek Verma defeated the Estonian twins 158-157 to win the gold medal. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals have set a target of 258 before Mumbai Indians at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Put into bat first, DC amassed 257 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs and reply to visitors were 46 for 2 in 4.3 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.